over the Christmas weekend, we had this severe tropical storm, Tropical Storm Vinter, which later turned into typhoon strength. It hit the southern part of the Philippines, particularly the main island of Mindanao. And it caused a lot more destruction than was initially anticipated. It displaced upwards of 150,000 people, caused concerns in terms of people's health and general situation.
In terms of the needs, what are the current needs of the affected populations?
A lot of people are still in temporary evacuation centers, so they need some basic assistance with food, and there are concerns about the health situation. I mean, the extensive flooding, and this can cause some health problems, as you can imagine. So that has been the main concern so far.
And in the regions where the storm struck, could you tell us about the conditions on the ground? How was the socio-economic situation before the disaster?
Okay, this is one of the poorest parts of the Philippines. So the extent of basic services is quite limited. The area that was struck included the communities that were hit by the fighting during the course of the past year in Marawi. So there were upwards of already some 350,000 people who were displaced as a result of that conflict. So this storm actually passed through that area. So it's added to their difficulties and general sort of misery, really. It also hit some of the upland areas, some of the remote communities in that part of Mindanao, and the flash flooding, some landslides, cut off roads, destroyed some bridges, in some cases destroyed homes. So we fear that perhaps upwards of 1,500 homes may have been destroyed during the course of the storm. Unfortunately, there's been considerable loss of life. At the moment, according to the government, upwards of 160 people have lost their lives. And there may be a similar number who are currently missing, feared dead. So perhaps the death toll ultimately will be over 300. So this storm has had a significant impact, and it does require response. Government on the ground is responding with the resources that they have available. Assistance has been flown in. And through the UN system, actively at the moment, there are assessments going on directly through the UN agencies, particularly UNICEF and UNHCR, who are on the ground, also through their local NGO partners. So we're gradually getting a better idea of the overall impact of the storm and the needs that are emerging.
How do you see the situation evolve from here, and what are the plans for longer-term response?
Okay, at the moment, we're trying to work with government to look at what the most urgent needs might be and where perhaps we as a humanitarian system can best provide our support. We expect that likely the main needs will be with water and sanitation and health. There may also be some needs in shelter. So we would look to see how we might be able to prioritize that with the resources which are available. But if there are a need for additional resources, we have a good engagement from the donors locally, and we would look to seek also their support.
Before we conclude, would you like to add anything from your side?
Yeah, this is really the tail end now of the typhoon season. I think we could expect perhaps more storms in the next few weeks. They would likely hit the southern part of the country. So really now we're looking to ensure that together with the government, we are well prepared to meet a further worsening of the situation. We're also concerned about the continuing needs of the people who've been displaced as a result of the conflict in Marawi. This extreme wet weather is certainly not helping the conditions that those people currently face, many of whom are still not able to immediately return home. So for us, this means that we need to be able to sustain the current assistance that has been provided to those people, building, maintaining and building the momentum of that assistance, working in close partnership with the government of the Philippines.